Today on Seculo, Hunter Biden finally admits the laptop is his.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. We are taking your phone calls to 1-800-684-3110. Now, what's interesting here today is Hunter Biden, with these lawsuits that he's filed, has admitted in the lawsuits the whole time that this laptop is actually his laptop.
He hasn't filed a lawsuit yet.
Yeah, the threats of lawsuits, the threats of legal action. And in those letters, they say it's his data. They say, you know, this is his computer.
And let me read exactly. I can give you the exact language. That they're talking about somebody, the repairman, gaining access, right? And he says, has admitted to gaining access to our client's personal computer data. So there it is. That is the first time that's ever happened.
And just a flashback to a month before the presidential election, October 19th, 2020. And you have basically the entire intelligence, everybody, every CIA, DNI, of course, signing on saying this was Russian disinformation. The media, Facebook, we know, was told specifically not to allow this on Facebook, that this was Russian disinformation. And now we know that's all phony. Now, everybody kind of knew that already.
Yeah.
Even most of the liberal media news outlets like New York Times were starting to confirm. But what is key here is that this was blocked from the public consumption about a month before, 3 weeks before the presidential election.
Well, there's a number of things that are unbelievable here. One is that, as you said, the entire intelligence community took the position that this was Russian disinformation. They said this was that the computer and the access
Clapper,
and what was in it.
Hated Panetta.
It was the biggest ones. I mean, the biggest, you know, names in, like you said, the kind of the cast of a thousand.
Former heads of CIA, former heads of DNI.
And they said that this was Russian disinformation. Then his lawyers, wisely, I think, now said, hey, this is his computer. So that whole, you know, is this his or not? Is it Russian disinformation? None of that was correct. Now, his lawyers, which I think are taking an interesting approach here, said, well, wait a minute. What we're going to do is acknowledge it's his, which they do in the letter. And then next thing they do is, as you said, they're threatening TV and radio show hosts with defamation. That's a whole separate topic. But what's interesting to me is you had the entire intelligence apparatus of three previous administrations go on record saying about the Hunter Biden laptop, that it was Russian disinformation. None of that was correct.
No. So, I mean, this is why wars in Ukraine break out. Because if all these people actually believe this.
Yes, right.
Our intelligence is horrible. And maybe that's because, as we've heard, that under the previous administration, under Obama, they didn't want to use words like spying anymore.
Right.
And they became, again, somehow agencies for like humanitarian causes. And we need to go back to, again, the CIA should be doing the CIA's job. And I think under the Trump administration, they were. But this idea that you had every major intelligence agent come out, sign a letter, go to Facebook, say don't use it. And it's always right before an election, which brings up a whole other set of legal issues with election interference. So when we talk about election interference and election integrity, this falls under it.
Oh, sure.
Because this impacts election integrity. What information people have before they decide who to vote for or who not to vote for. And when you have the Facebook blanket ban this, Twitter blanket ban
this. At the request of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI requests that Facebook don't cover this. This isn't right. And it ends up not being the case.
And that this was a Russian. And that it was fake, too.
Yes.
Which now it says his data.
Yep.
So not fake.
Oh, no. I mean, the lawyers say it. I mean, it says that they gained access to our client's personal computer data. They allege without Biden's consent.
And so the question is, this is like the Biden unraveling. The classified documents now admitting this after how many?
But are they doing this? I was going to ask you this next time. Are they doing this to get this all out before he announces?
I'm sure there's part of that is kind of flood the zone, but I
also think things must be heating up on the
Hunter's investigation.
Yes, on his investigation.
His has been going on much longer than the investigation.
Yes, so I'm sure something's going on there.
1-800-684-3110 if you want to weigh in. That's 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back. Take your calls and comments on Seculo. Kennedy's CIA former CIA director saying they don't know if the emails are genuine or not, but it must be the Russians.
Yes.
I mean, it's if you really believe that these positions, then how dangerous is that to our national security that these guys are the people running the CIA and DNI? And thank God that there are the Rick Rinnells and Mike Pompeos who came in to clean after it up. Them. But of course, unfortunately, we're back to these guys.
Yeah, so here's what you got to understand. So the lawyers, you got to give the lawyer credit. He puts out there finally that this was Hunter Biden's laptop by threatening investigatory inquiries to the computer shop that had access to the computer. But he admits that, they state that our client's personal computer data. So it clearly shows what that is. What you said though is very important. We need to underscore it. We have a list of the hall of CIA. Jordan's counting them up right now to see how many former directors of National Intelligence and Central Intelligence Agency signed on to saying that their analysis of this, they did an analysis, and that analysis shows that this is, in fact, Russian disinformation, and they can't even confirm the emails, okay? That is the people that were running these agencies, and as you said, Jordan, they are running these agencies again. And this is the problem with all of this. So, and of course, it was 3 weeks before election.
60 officials, 51 named. 9 who said they were former IC officers, intelligence officers, who could not be named publicly, also support the arguments. Then they took these arguments to private companies and said, censor this information because, and Mark Zuckerberg confirmed that, that it was Russian disinformation. And you tell a private company something like that, they're going to be scared to have that. They don't want that on their website. If you
remember the whole interaction between the FBI and Facebook?
Right. No, that's what he was confirmed. Zuckerberg confirmed. They came to him specifically. There, here he is on Joe Rogan confirming it. Now we know this is the FBI interfering once again in our elections. Byte 17.
There was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story. The New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
Okay,
so it was banning posts, deflating posts before an
election. But let's go back a little bit further. Okay, that was that election. That's the 2020 presidential election. They do this. Look what they do in 2022. Okay, the midterms. They already knew. They put in a special counsel and conducted a search warrant, executed a search warrant on Donald Trump, former president of the United States, home. While they already knew that the current president had classified documents, which ultimately led into the FBI now going to 3 of his locations and getting dozens of classified documents from his locations. And we know it's involving, at least the initial ones were Ukraine, which is pretty fascinating considering the Biden history in Ukraine. Ukraine, UK, which I still am trying to figure out what that could be. I mean, I guess it was some intelligence data. And Iran, which was the deal they had negotiated to get into the Iran deal. So you ask yourself, and then Merrick Garland puts a special counsel in place, says nothing about the facts of this case, of the Biden document case. So you got that whole overseeing, kind of the overshadowing the entire election when they already knew that Biden had documents he wasn't supposed to have. Yes. I mean, think about all of that and then go back and look at what these intelligence officers are saying. You see what's happening here.
Yeah, I think that there's part of this is also that timing game. It's like they dragged this on since 2020. They first tell you the Hunter Biden information is a lie. And again, there's a couple of sideshows to it. There's the salacious stuff in there.
Yeah.
That just gets people to click. The part that people really care about is peddling in, like, yep, classified documents,
yep,
information that the American people should know when making a decision about who to decide is president of the United States, in getting board seats on Ukrainian companies. That, again, there's back and forth on that. Some of the emails now that we know have been confirmed to be his that read very official, and then some, like, he copy and paste it, and some that don't. And so again, it just reeks of, I mean, it's why there's been a criminal investigation to Hunter Biden. It's not like we're calling for one. There is one. And no one came in to that administration like Merrick Garland said that was inappropriate.
No, this is, you don't get a special counsel without there being an underlying predicate that a criminal act has been committed. Now, that's not the definitive. Obviously, that's what a jury trial is. But that gets you probable cause. So that's how that goes. We're taking your calls, and a lot of people starting to call in 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. So this is the first time that the laptop has been verified. It only took 2 years, but this was his. All right, let's go ahead and take a call.
Yeah, Zeke in Florida on line one. Hey, Zeke.
I think this is a very strategic move by the defense, because basically Hunter's laptop was never subpoenaed or never obtained appropriately by the law.
Well, the FBI got the laptop. The FBI did get it.
Yes, but did they actually put a warrant out for it, or is this going to be all this information considered fruit of the poison vine because everything's been leaked out now?
Is it tainted because of the way that the laptop was obtained? That's an interesting question. I don't know if they served a search warrant on the, if they did a subpoena or a warrant on the shop that did the computer fixing. Or that was going to do the computer repair. But I think the individual, I'm not sure about this, I think the individual contacted the FBI, and then the FBI took the document, but I think he had a copy of it, my understanding.
We're talking about computers, and it's not actually the computer, it's you copy a hard drive.
Right.
Onto another file folder. So, you could, that's not hard to do. I think, again, they may be trying to dirty this up. I think suing media personalities, does that never works? It doesn't look
well.
Good.
They're trying to create it. They're going to say, "Oh, you said $50,000 payment for rent of the house, but it was really the rent of the office." Or it was.
And they criticize Donald Trump for this all the time.
Of
the
course,
same actions. They say he's absurd because he sued Bob Woodward. He's out of control. He sues CNN.
Listen, and now they're doing it. The standard in a defamation. I've defended defamation cases. The standard they have, knowing. It's the standard is reckless disregard for the truth. You have to know the falsity of what you're saying when you say it. That's a very difficult standard. Case is called New York Times versus Sullivan. And now, in some of these lawsuits that are going on right now and the litigation that's going on between Dominion, the voting machines, and Fox News, people have seen that in the news. This is kind of the allegations going back and forth. But, news agencies report newsworthy events. And that's what the First Amendment protects. But anyways, we're taking your calls on all of this, 1-800-684-3110.
Yep, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. Let's go to Dave in California on line three. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning? Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to, you guys do a great job, but I think most of the people, most of the conservative right-wing people, the people that listen to your show, the fix is in. We know the fix is in. And Jay, you said earlier, how unbelievable this is. For most of us, it's not unbelievable anymore. We hear these stories over and over. The FBI, the DOJ, our government, they're corrupt.
Well, I think what we have to do, Dave, is we got to win more than one election cycle. So we had a president willing to go in and clean house. He got taken down by those individuals. Let's just be honest. They made his life a living hell. I mean, which is true, because they had two impeachments, special counsels, all while he's trying to run the country. And all he did was get rid of Jim Comey, who Hillary Clinton blamed for her election loss.
And I don't think she caused the election loss, but she was right to blame him for what his
interference. There was wide agreement that he was no good.
But he shouldn't have been interfering with the election, and he did.
And then that but
violated
they
DOJ
sees
policy.
That. He has Adam Schiff on there saying he's got evidence that he's a Russian agent, which he never had evidence of. Then there was evidence of collusion. No, there's no evidence of that. So you've got to elect someone like that, whether you think it's Trump or someone else, who is willing to go in, and you got to have more than 4 years. You cannot get that done
in
4 years. That is a long-term plan to change the direction. I mean, I'll bring it up like this. The case we're talking about with these pro-life students, there's an issue there, obviously, in the side of the Smithsonian security.
Obviously.
There's no way these people just decided that day, five different incidents, to target, to go after them just because they didn't like it.
Christian students from a Catholic school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So now they're being supposedly retrained.
Whatever that means.
But the idea here is, what made them think that was okay? And yet the person with the pride hat next to him is no problem. no one's should be a problem. You know, if you, what if you went to an Islamic school and you had that on your shirt? It shouldn't be a problem.
You think if, I'll tell you, if it was Islamic school, you think they would have stopped them?
No.
Not for one moment.
No, there were
nor
people with their gay rights shirts on. They didn't stop.
No, sure they. I mean, it's a free, it's not disruptive speech.
No, they weren't. They weren't
yelling and screaming in a museum.
They were just going to it.
No, I mean,
like
whole,
every other school group.
You're
going to
be talking a lot about that today. You got a lot of interviews on that. Yeah,
but I say it's, there are cultural problems within these agencies.
No question.
And within
about
the federal government. And we're seeing it. We saw it at the IRS years ago. Now we're seeing it in the intelligence community and even security at the Smithsonian.
And that's why we've got FOIAs in on the FBI, FOIAs in on the National Association, the National Archives. Back with more in a moment.
All right, welcome back to Secchio. 1-800-684-3110 if you have your thoughts and comments. That, because, again, the big part of the story is we were lied to, again, by a bunch of the lead intelligence officials of the country. Head of the CIA, former heads of DNI, all of their deputies, nine who wouldn't be named. 60 people signed on to a letter saying they don't know if it's real or not, but it's definitely from the Russians, and it could all be fake. And now Hunter Biden has sent these letters out through his attorneys confirming that the data is his. That this is his data. These are his emails. These are, of course, they're his pictures. They're him. I mean, these weren't some deep fakes that were made.
I know his lawyers. You know,
and a lot of this,
he's
I think they want to draw our attention to the salacious, and I think he would even. They're even okay with that.
Well,
talk about the drug addiction, because you could play it out and say, okay, he had problems, and this is someone with issue. What they don't want you talking about
intent,
is
by the way.
Business deals.
No, but what's interesting to me is, and I think this was a good move by his lawyer, who I know very well, who said. In the letter that they're sending to these assistant attorney generals for national security, state attorney generals in Delaware and New York, they say they gained access to our client's personal computer data. So this is the first admission that this, in fact, but they needed to get that out, because if their defense, I could already figure out where the defense is going to go. And make no mistake about it, Hunter Biden's going to put up a defense, okay? You know that. But the shocking thing here is that the 50, what do you count? How many? 51?
60.
60 national security experts all said they've reviewed it. They've reviewed what's come out. This is Russia disinformation. This is the Russians interfering with an election. None of that was correct. The Russia hoax phase two was not correct either. So that tells you the nature of this. What's your reaction to this, folks? We want to get your calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Listen to, let's play this Radcliffe. John Brennenbite talks about Radcliffe. Take a listen to it.
I scratch my head at whatever John Radcliffe says on these matters, and just asserting something without providing any type of information that is going to support that assertion, I think, again, just raises questions. So I think there are a lot of issues related to this New York Post story that reportedly referenced the Hunter Biden emails. And as I and several of my former colleagues have pointed out publicly, that it does bear the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. Now, we don't know whether or not that is the case, but there's just a lot of things that are cropping up now that may not be what they appear at first blush.
Well, we know now it's not the case. So you had 60 former intelligence officials say, and he said this, I'm going to just read what he said. As several of my former colleagues, and there were 60 of them, have pointed out publicly, it does bear the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. But it wasn't.
No, I mean, there was no
And they finally admitted it, which is part of their legal strategy now. But it's very interesting, while they're threatening lawsuits against, other lawyers are threatening lawsuits against TV show hosts.
Yeah, I think they're getting a taste of their own medicine of what they did to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Because like we've said, they've got their own special counsels. You got your son under criminal investigation. You were under criminal investigation as President of the United States. And you brought this all on yourself.
Look,
Joe Biden decided to re-enter public life and run for president at an older age, knowing his son had these issues, knowing the business that his son was on the board of foreign companies. If he had not run for president again,
none of this would have come.
Not an issue. He knew that a president of another party was impeached over a phone call bringing it up.
Just even discussing it.
Discussing it with Zelensky, which, again, now that we know this, all these things are real, why would you not bring it up?
Well, this is the, well, because it is real.
After he
that's what
he
I said about the Ukraine call. It was ridiculous.
And then his son gets this sweet board appointment.
Yeah.
Doesn't even speak the language to communicate, has no background in oil and gas.
Right.
And again, if he was just a former vice president and hadn't run again, this doesn't happen.
Yep.
But it happens now because he's present. And or else it would have been more like a Mike Pence situation with his documents. It's a lot quieter. You know, it's not as not nearly as big of a deal because what is a we have one former president who's declared to run again and a current president who is likely about to announce he's running for a second term.
Right.
I mean, I just they treated the Trump family like almost what they're actually getting investigated over.
No, that's the truth.
You know what I mean? Like they were this like somehow had they were colluding with Russia
right.
to get to the White House. And Donald Trump was the former head of Celebrity Apprentice
right.
and a real estate developer was a Russian asset controlled by Putin.
That's what they said. They publicly have said that, and that was a position.
They go after the family, they go
Adam
after the kids.
Schiff. Let's do we have that bite of Adam Schiff where he says multiple times, information in plain sight. Take a listen.
So there's clear evidence on the issue of collusion, and this adds to that body of evidence. There's ample evidence of collusion in plain sight, and that is true.
Have Democrats found any evidence of collusion?
Yes, we have. You can see evidence in plain sight on the issue of collusion, pretty compelling evidence. And there is significant evidence of collusion. There is ample evidence, and indeed there is, of collusion of people in the Trump campaign with the Russians. I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy. All of this is evidence of collusion. There is significant evidence of collusion between the campaign and Russia.
That was the chair of the Intel Committee. There was no evidence of collusion, and it took $40 million in 2 years for Robert Mueller to conclude that, which he knew after about 2 months, by the way. Okay, that's number one. Number two, then I have 60 intelligence officials saying the Hunter Biden laptop is nothing but Russian disinformation, except now his lawyers, wisely, I think, have admitted it's his. It was his document. By the way, at the same time breaking right now as we're on the air is the FBI is now going to search the home of former Vice President Mike Pence.
Yeah, I mean, we were speculating this here that getting, that could have already happened, even
yes,
because
but it
would have followed
apparently.
The pattern that of the other, the former president, the current president. So if you're going to do that to them, you would have to do that to Pence after he found it. But again, I just want to remind people what this looks like in your neighborhood if this happened to your neighbor.
Yeah.
You would think... What's going on is, I mean, pretty. There's only like a few things that usually would involve this level of law enforcement. High level fraud or high level like real criminal conduct, trafficking, drug trafficking. I mean, that's when the FBI shows up to your home. That's even different than like going to a business to look for documents of somehow like, you know, some illegal business activity. This is all individual. This is your
right.
private residence being rummaged through by the FBI.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Do we have time for one more?
Remember what they did to Trump's office, throwing all the paper all over the floor.
We can take a call. Let's take Rebecca. You're right. Rebecca, Texas.
Hey, Rebecca, you're on the air.
Rebecca Dunaway, thank you for taking my call. I was just curious about, okay, the laptop, how long had the laptop been in the repair shop? Because when I
was there for months.
Yeah, no one came back to pick it up.
Right.
Cleaners. If they didn't come pick up their clothes in 30 days, the clothes were mine, I would sell them.
Well, there's different law in different states about that. And some,
yeah, it's kind of like, I think about like if you have a storage facility, you yeah. see those shows on TV all the time where they bet on.
How long if you're going to come back?
Well, no, they actually bet on who is going to get what's inside. They don't get to look first. They open up the storage facility after it's been left after so many days. So people have it paid, and then bidders bid on it before they get to go through it. So I think that's what people are thinking of, is that if you leave something, that usually it says, if you leave this, it becomes ours.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to go to court proceedings to enforce
yeah,
that.
Other
state, every
different.
State is different. But listen, what the lawyers are doing now is a very different strategy. Understand
it is a goofy
that.
Situation, though.
It is.
To begin,
and,
leaving a laptop with a local repair guy as the former as the vice president's son is a weird thing. You have no staff checking on that. I mean, why? Just question, like, this is what gets them in trouble. There's no person in between Hunter and talking to Ukrainians. There's no one in between Hunter and his laptop.
But they thought they could. But they thought they could impeach a president over a phone call to a Ukrainian government leader because of corruption, which was for real. All right, we're going to come back, take your call, support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. We've got another 30 minutes ahead. Stay tuned.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Yeah, so it was interesting because the laptop issue.
Let's recap it for everybody.
So it starts in April of 2019, and it just gets left.
This is the Biden laptop.
Eventually, the FBI learns about it and seizes the actual laptop. But it only goes up to about 2018-ish information, and then there was supposedly some water damage to it. As the person reported, he said the guy who came in said he was Hunter Biden, and this is his laptop, and made a copy of the data. There might be, and again, now that we know it's real, there could always be issues with the first person that takes the data.
Yep.
But usually the media reporting it, no.
Media reporting it, so it's a newsworthy event. So it's I think a defamation case would be difficult. Intentional misstatements are one. It's a reckless disregard for the truth is the New York Times standard. But what is important to understand, and I think this is the key takeaway from all of this that has transpired in the last 24 hours. For the first time, Hunter Biden's legal team has admitted that this was his laptop, because in the letter that they sent to these government officials, the lawyers, and I think I get the strategy of what they're doing, they said that the individual that gained access to our client's personal computer data without Mr. Biden's consent. So obviously, if it was not his computer, he wouldn't have the authority to consent. But it is his computer, so they're saying the repairman didn't have the appropriate consent. I think it's all interesting, but I'll tell you what it does show. It does show this, that you see the legal strategy that's starting to develop here. But all of this has got to be put in light of the fact that 60 intelligence officials said this was all Russia disinformation, and that was not correct. No. And they said Russia was interfering had Trump on the payroll, basically, not correct. There was collusion in the campaign, not correct. An impeachment over Ukraine because they said it was undue influence, not correct. And boy, have we seen the problems with the situation in Ukraine. And Hunter Biden was on the payroll of a Ukrainian gas company.
And being investigated. The whole reason the FBI sees this was of a grand jury.
Correct.
In Delaware.
Right.
Investigating Hunter Biden. I would imagine we're seeing this flurry of activity because something's going on with Hunter Biden. There's got to be, he thinks he's changing the story here. I think one of the miscalculation is they just made it a front page story again. Why do you want Hunter to be a focus again? And now it's a legitimate focus because we know the data, as they say, the data was his.
But you know what I want to
go? So every email now you can go through and look for criminal activity.
Maybe it'd take a segment to get it. Do we have the sound where Joe Biden says in a debate, I believe, or a debate or an interview, that he went to the Ukraine and demanded a prosecutor who was investigating Burisma, by the way, his son's company. Do we have that sound? I want to listen. I mean, folks, this is what you got to understand. That's why we're laying out the evidence for you. Take a listen.
And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. We're not going to give you $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son got fired.
That was the prosecutor that was investigating the whole Burisma issue.
Yeah, I mean, holding, it seemed like.
And this is the, that he was the vice president of the United States. His son is on the board of Burisma. You and I had to do for 3 weeks a trial in the United States Senate on impeachment on a phone call
of a president who asked about the situation.
Right.
Because it was widely being reported in the news, and some people were saying it was fake and some people were saying it's true. What was never fake was that Hunter Biden was on the board of Burisma.
And his dad had his prosecutor fired. That this was his laptop.
And now we know.
How do you react to all this, folks? We're taking your calls. 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110.
We'll be right back on Seculo again. Take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. As always, you go to aclj.org. Stay updated on all the work we are doing. That's aclj.org. Right back on Seculo. Out of the House of Representatives. I don't have the final vote tally, but Ilhan Omar has been kicked off.
She has.
Of the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Okay, well, let's recast. We're going to take your calls on all this, 1-800-684-3110. Well, let's recast what
that
was about.
Does she get appeal to the House Ethics Committee now?
Yes,
she
can.
So now
yes.
She gets the appeal to the House Ethics Committee, which is controlled by Republicans. So
I expect the same result. But remember, we went to work on this because there were four Republicans that were waffling that they were not going to do
it. Final outcome yet. I don't know if
one of them, though, we sent our petition, which had, I think, 340,000 plus signatures, to these congressional offices through, was that through ACLJ Action?
Yeah,
through ACLJ Action. And one of the members changed their vote for sure. We're looking to see the final, we're working on the final vote right now. So we're working on getting the final vote right now. But she has been removed. She can appeal it to the Ethics Committee.
Yeah, I didn't even appeal there. I don't know if that's 100% you get even a hearing.
No, I think they have a discretion whether they want to review
it. Just because you can appeal it doesn't mean they hear
you. It just puts the process in place.
Yeah. But I mean, for all intents and purposes, she's been removed. I don't imagine that changing. And I think this is Republicans showing backbone.
I think it's great. Finally.
When you're going to say all these things about people, if you really believe that the comments that they use, which, listen, the House voted twice to condemn anti-Semitism instead of censuring her,
right?
But because of her statements.
Right.
And of all the committees, you know, this was the one they said, this is not right to be on. Because if you're so immature as to go on TV like she did and say, well, I just didn't know that Jews and money was a thing.
Yeah,
it was a trope.
I didn't know that a trope was all about the Benjamins.
Well, I mean, then you shouldn't serve on the Foreign Affairs Committee. You're not yet prepared. Doesn't mean you can't get elected to Congress, but that's not the right committee for you.
Well, I just think, look, this I think is a win for the American people.
It's also pro U.S. adversaries and against U.S. allies.
Okay.
So
we've got now these two stories that are breaking. So we've got the confirmation finally that the laptop was in fact Hunter Biden's. His lawyers have acknowledged that they gained access to, quote, our client's personal computer data without Mr. Biden's consent. So there's no doubt that computer that went there was Biden's computer, because without our client's consent is the way the letters worded. So that's very, very critical. The second aspect of this is then all this information that came from the former intelligence officials that this was Russian disinformation was all incorrect. So I think we need to put that in perspective. All right, we're taking your calls on all of these topics. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's take another call.
Yeah, Joseph's calling in from South Carolina online, too. Hey, Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
Hey, buddy. I just want to start off with saying I appreciate everything that y'all do over there, man.
Thanks.
And my question is, okay, now that they have confirmation on the laptop, will Hunter Biden be held accountable for all the criminalization stuff that is on that laptop? Because y'all know as good as well as I do. If it was Eric Trump or one of Donald Trump's sons, they would put him up under the jailhouse for some of those.
Let's talk about what this means. So there is a criminal investigation going on for Hunter Biden.
There were a lot more reports saying that it was
imminent. I think
it was imminent, and now it seems.
Oh no, I think it is imminent.
It might be felonies.
There's a criminal. There is an ongoing Joseph criminal investigation of Hunter Biden, and it could be covering everything from taxes to foreign agent registration to foreign corrupt practices. We don't know.
And let me tell you this: you put Paul Manafort in solitary confinement. This better be a real investigation going on, because if it is a slap on the wrist, but it's a slap on the wrist on tax fraud and FARA violations that they put people, again, in solitary, which could kill you in its own way, cause a lot of health problems
sure
and mental problems. You do for the worst of the worst. And that's how they treated people who didn't sign the right form.
Yeah, because that FARA
is a law that wasn't being enforced for a decade.
Well, and then they tried it again and they lost. They're not doing very well with foreign agent registration issues.
But the treatment of these individuals, what they had to go through.
Terrible.
I mean, it's like, you could use the word persecution. That's persecution. If you throw it into solitary.
Yeah.
So, and you destroy people's lives and resources. There's something going on. Yeah, there's some reason why his attorneys decide we're okay being a front page news story right now.
Yeah, I think that's...
Because that's damaging for a while.
Yes, for today.
Especially if your dad is about to announce he's running for president next week.
Which may be the reason why they're getting all this out.
But you do need to get it out before that.
Yeah. It may be that the president's going to announce his re-election efforts.
Or he's going to announce he's not.
Or not. There was talk on CNN today about that. Yes.
Because your son is doing all this. Does the Democrat Party go to you and say, you're not the right person to represent our party. Just let it be an open primary.
Okay, so
but definitely not invite Harris to take 100%.
I think that's correct. So here's what's interesting with all of this as this plays out. You know, there's an ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden now, right? He's got new lawyers, yep. And really good ones. Let me be clear. These
Which
are
means something happened. Probably. You don't usually get rid of your lawyers unless it kind of like things escalated.
Yeah, and they're taking a totally different strategy, which probably is the right strategy, actually. And own up to the fact that this was your computer, then deal with the fact that they're arguing that people had access to it that shouldn't have. So you have to acknowledge it's your computer to say that they didn't have consent. They're also saying that obviously it was Hunter's and Hunter brought it in because he didn't consent to it. And so they're not alleging he didn't consent to it if it wasn't his. So this is all on purpose. So what the next move is, I don't know. Maybe they know that maybe they think the U.S. attorneys are coming down with an indictment. Could be. I mean, I don't know the scope of it, and obviously we're piecing this together. We are taking your calls at 800-684-3110.
Talking about it.
Well, sure, because you have to be really – listen, in these situations, and I tell this to our clients, you got to be careful and you got to be precise as you can be, but newsmakers have news agencies have to report news, and talk show hosts that cover these topics have to report things that are in the news. These are newsmaker moments, and you can't ignore the fact that Hunter Biden's lawyers have said this was his laptop.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's the issue is that it's to me, I mean, I think Joe Biden's in a very difficult situation right now because of what he did to Donald Trump. He brought it on himself.
Yes.
He already decided to put himself back in the spotlight knowing that his son was having these issues. And I'm not talking about his drug issues or the pictures with prostitutes. That is the salacious stuff that they want you to focus in on. The truth is that's not where the crime, I mean, some of that's criminal activity, but that's not where the big federal crimes are. The big federal crimes are if you are doing financial crimes, international financial crimes, tax fraud crimes, and now the new issue, which what are they going to try to say? You can't speculate that possibly Hunter Biden was peddling in classified information. I mean, he had access to it. Doesn't mean he did. We don't know if he did, but you could certainly speculate that he could have
right.
Because it was just sitting there in places he had the key to. So it wasn't like a storage facility he didn't have a key to. It was a house he had a key to. So you could speculate that it's possible, and now we've got all these emails, and you got a Russian, you got a Ukrainian board seat. So it doesn't look quite right.
It looks terrible. But they indicted impeached a former president over that, and we know firsthand because we handled it. All right, let's go to Arthur, who's calling from Ohio on line one. Arthur, go ahead. You're on the air, and we are taking your calls at 800-684-3110.
Thank you, Mr. Seculo. You go right ahead. I think that if the U.S. Intelligence agencies are saying that the information on Hunter Biden's computer was foreign Russian misinformation, maybe Hunter Biden must be investigated as a Russian foreign agent.
I don't think you could say Russian foreign agent because he was working for the Ukrainian oil and gas company. And so that's a whole different, I don't think there's anything to that at all. Here's what they're saying. So we got to be clear on what they're saying. These intelligence officials said they, based on what they've seen, they think this was Russian disinformation. In other words, this wasn't Hunter Biden's laptop, which his lawyers have now wisely said it is his laptop. And by the way, he didn't give consent for the individual repairing it to share this data with other people. That's what they're saying in these letters that they've sent out.
Yeah.
So it changes the nature of that discussion. The question is the political ramifications of all of this. Is it so early in the process and 2 years from now this is meaningless? Honestly, probably, right?
Well, not if he gets indicted. He gets indicted with federal crimes, Hunter.
Yeah.
It's not meaningless.
Okay.
If your dad is running for president again. If you're not running for president again, and you get rid of Harris, you get rid of this whole group, Ron Klain, you just, this Biden group was a 3-year.
Well, I thought Ron Klain was going to run the campaign.
That's what I think of, kind of disappear back into the background and the Biden people go away, you bring up all these new Democrats who are much younger and have a lot less baggage. There's a lot of governors out there and people like that who are just don't have this D.C. baggage of being an elected official since 1972.
I know.
So, there's weird calculations going on. I don't think it's all politics. I think some of this is real potential of jail. And so you might do things that make you look bad in the press, like admitting that this is real.
Yeah.
Because you're facing something bigger than just media accusations.
Yeah. But then
you're trying to muddy it up by suing media actors.
Yeah, which they laughed at Donald Trump when he did it. So, I mean, this is kind of, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there was...
But look, it's part of it. There's no question there's a different and a concerted legal strategy that's going on for Hunter Biden's defense, which may mean something's coming, or it may mean that he also decided to change legal teams because he didn't like the way it was going. He hired really good lawyers. I know these lawyers are the best in the business. I mean, some of the top criminal defense lawyers, but they are criminal defense lawyers, but some of the top criminal defense lawyers in the country.
Yeah.
We're taking everybody's call in the next segment, so if you're on the line, hang on, 800-684-3110. Mike Pence's house, did they say it wasn't today, but it will be, or is it going on right now?
That was the report.
So
that report could change to it already happened. It's going to happen today.
The FBI is going into Mike Pence's house looking for documents, too, which is a whole other problem. And we talked about that on yesterday's broadcast. Support the work of the ACLJ so we can keep this broadcast on the air, ACLJ.org.
Going on. Ilhan Omar got voted off the committee, and so it's making news
and
now.
The ACLJ,
Kevin McCarthy's talking about it. If you want to take, can we take a listen to that?
Omar is a backdrop against this, with the acrimony between Republicans and Democrats.
That's not it. All right, so we'll get that in a moment. So they ousted Omar from the committee, and that's done. Now she can appeal to the ethics committee, so we'll see what happens there. But they did remove her. We at the ACLJ and our ACLJ action went to work on that because there were four Republicans saying they weren't going to support that. At least one of them switched, and we sent them a petition with 345,000 signatures on it. Let me tell you, that certainly didn't hurt any.
So
that helped a lot. Three of the four did switch.
So we don't
know
about
that. That's a huge win for ACLJ action.
Nancy Mace switch, Victoria Sparks, and Kim Buck all voted to yes to throw her off. So the only question would be, is Matt Gaetz at this point? Either way, with him, it's kind of an ally.
Yeah, but the fact is, we went to each of those offices and got information to them that said, listen, 345,000 American people, including people in your district, are saying don't do this. Don't let her be on that committee. And the good news is we were successful in it. And then it looks like
we
moved over.
Yeah, I have a feeling those people heard from their constituents pretty.
Well, we know they did because contacted us.
You don't. Yeah, they went out publicly saying they questioned it, and they all changed their vote.
And how effective do you think it is when we take something like that to one of these committees?
Well, you have 340,000, and you start talking about it, and you name them. You say, hey, these four people are threatening to sink this boat and give Ilhan Omar a lifeline to stay on the Foreign Affairs Committee. And we were able to make sure that that was not the case at the end of the day. So,
all right, so that's the
Ilhan
Omar.
The more unity there is with Republicans, the better the case is. So some of this, they said, they're worried they didn't want this to happen to them.
Right.
So they just wanted a little bit more procedural clarity, and they got that through her. She could appeal it. And again, I don't know if it works like court when you appeal, because these are not usual situations.
Yeah.
But courts don't have to take your appeals. So I would imagine House Ethics isn't bound to take
your appeal. No, I think it's just a proceeding that they can
issue. And of course, the majority of the votes on that committee are Republicans.
So that's the Ilhan Omar news of the
day.
Who
already voted to knock her off the
committee. She's off the committee. That's a good decision. We went to work on that. Thank you to our ACLJ members for helping us. That's number one. Number two, it's been confirmed now that the FBI is going into Mike Pence's house to look for documents that he might have. So that is now a president, a former president, and the former vice president all having FBI searches at their home. And as Jordan said, let me tell you something about an FBI search at your house. It's a newsworthy moment, Jordan.
Oh, it's a huge news. It is, again, you have to imagine, it's a dozen agents spending 13 hours, 8 hours, entire day rummaging through all of your paperwork. And maybe your also your electronics. We don't know all of the parameters to what has been agreed to. But what we do know is that the reason why like a Pence would agree to it or Biden did agree to it is they didn't want a Mar-a-Lago situation.
Exactly.
Which still isn't clear because they were agreeing to it. So at some point there's some kind of communication broke down and they went to a local magistrate judge.
Yep.
Which, again, I think that example alone, they brought this all themselves. I don't know if it'd be a huge issue for Mike Pence. I think the bigger issue for Mike Pence was that he came out and said he didn't have it before. And he just should have been quiet about it.
All these formers know to be very careful about that.
It's better just not to talk about it.
Yep.
And because if you know they're going to be coming, and you know you got to search for it.
And then the big news of the day.
The biggest news of the Hunter Biden.
On the Hunter Biden situation, is that his lawyers, and he's got new lawyers, and they are good lawyers. His lawyers have said that the individual at the repair shop gained access to our client's personal computer without Mr. Biden's consent. That confirms two things. That number one, it is, in fact, his computer. And that's doubled down when they said without Mr. Biden's consent, because Mr. Biden would not be consenting, Hunter Biden would not be consenting if it wasn't his computer. So now that is out. And I think that was intentional, and that was the move of the lawyers to get it out there. And then they're saying that these people that were involved in getting access to the data may have committed violations of criminal law. That's going on right now, kind of at the same time that all this is going on. Having said all of that, I'm just trying to put that in perspective. You got to understand what's going on here. There were 60 intelligence officials that said that computer was a Russian disinformation campaign. That was incorrect. All 60 of them were wrong. What else is new?
Truppers too.
Oh, they right.
So that not only were they intelligence officials, they were highly political. And these are the types who say Rick Grinnell's too involved in politics. These guys were coming out and saying,
yes,
Trump was a Russian asset. This is Russian disinformation. 3 weeks before an election, go into Facebook.
Yep.
The FBI, not former FBI, current FBI.
The current FBI. And say, don't run this story.
Say, don't run this. Twitter, taking down your account if you post it. Remember they banned the New York Post?
Yep.
They banned the New York Post.
All right, let's take Thomas's call out of California. Thomas, you're on the air.
I think it's the third biggest newspaper in the country. Yep.
Thomas?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the work that you guys do and the information. It's of interest that Hunter Biden walked into the repair shop on his own. Hunter requested the data be recovered. Hunter granted permission to work on the computer to recover the data. Hunter chose to walk in. He requested, he authorized, and he failed to pick up his property. He abandoned his property.
Well, the question is, you know, and this is a legal question. That doesn't authorize someone to copy your data, okay, which is what allegedly happened here.
If you were a computer repair person, you saw activity you thought was criminal.
But then you call the FBI.
And he did.
Yes, but you don't you don't copy it because the possession.
Oh, yeah, I think that part's questionable. You can question that. I think,
but and that's what these letters
are
addressing.
The Hunter part is about the second part, though. It's the reporting of it. And typically, the way this works in Washington, without any kind of information, is that a public figure, if it comes out about him, you can report on it. You weren't the one responsible for why it came out. It's like if a document leaks from the DOJ or FBI and the news reports it, it's not they're not responsible for the leak or the leaker. The media's not.
That's correct.
Though we did see the Obama administration try to do that.
Yeah. So I mean,
after the reporters,
James Rosen.
Yeah.
Former Fox News reporter. Remember, he's now with Sinclair Broadcasting. I mean, they went after James Rosen. I mean, this is the Obama administration.
We have seen a couple of figures win against the media lately. And we saw Nick, the Catholic school student.
Yep.
And we saw Hulk Hogan.
Yep. Well, that was a huge case. And Charles Harder, very good defamation. So listen, there are times when they did, yes.
But it's rare.
It is rare.
That's why you can name the two. Because that's about it. A lot of people sue, and Trump does it too. They sue. They don't like what the media says about it. They don't like what the media does, but they don't usually go very far.
Well, because the defamation standard, as I said, is under New York Times versus Sullivan.
Especially your public official.
When you're a public official, it's reckless disregard for the truth. You know, knowing the falsity laid at your feet is what the legal standard is.
I mean, when you already have pictures of him engaged in criminal conduct on there, that's not really the highest prosecutable conduct, but he is prostitutes and doing drugs.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've already got that. It's fine to talk about that because now we know that's him. So it's not a fake picture of him.
Well, it goes to the question I was going to ask you
the last
thing.
The real crimes are the financial crimes.
Yes, that's where it's going to be coming down. What does this do politically? Because he's not yet, Joe Biden is still not announced.
I don't think it fully sinks Joe Biden unless Hunter's charged with serious crimes that lead back to him too. And whether or not Joe Biden is really shielded from it. I think before it seemed like Joe Biden was going to be shielded from it. But now that everybody's going through his documents, like I was saying at the beginning, when you start having these searches, just because the scope of the search is supposed to be for classified documents, if they come across other criminal activity, they don't ignore that.
Folks,
which was interesting to me, like in the Pitt situation, how much you can sit to. It's not just
I'd be restrictive. Like if I was their lawyer, I would say you can look for these documents in these locations.
You can't go through my computer. You can't go through my phone.
Exactly. I mean, that's what a good lawyer does. We're not blaming the lawyers.
They're trying to prevent.
We're not blaming the lawyers for doing their job here, including Hunter Biden's lawyers. I mean, they have to do their job.
He made the call on this. Ultimately, he has to make the call. So he decided to make himself a big story again.
There's got to be a reason. Support the work of the ACLJ. That's how this broadcast comes to you. ACLJ.org. More tomorrow.